This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game, take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 23rd day of March. We got Jamal Lewis coming up top of the hour. Got an event going on at Topgolf. Yeah, Jamal Lewis, that's right, that running back, that football player is going to be holding an event at a golf location. We will tell you all about that, and y'all can come on out there. Tim Scarborough is also going to be joining us, getting back to tournament time. But when we get Terrell Thomas joining us, we talk basketball, we talk NBA, we talk Hawks. But before we do anything, we wonder aloud, how's your baby get hanging out with Shakari Richardson?
I know exactly where that was. Well, when Shakari Richardson comes to your school, okay, you know, that kind of happens, then, right?
We got a picture this week.
Yes,
but,
indeed.
But I'm burying the lead. The lead is the picture had young Sayla, who mm-hmm. we've known
yes.
for all these years. And,
yes.
And she's the same height as Shakari, and she's becoming that young woman.
Yeah, now.
Which means daddy's going to go get his arsenal from the garage, waiting for any boy knocking on the door, because she's getting to that age that makes daddies lose sleep at night.
Oh.
Am I right?
Well, you know, right now I'm going to just leave that all in God's hands. So that's in God's hands.
Yeah, I hear you.
She's becoming
man.
A beautiful young woman, man.
Yep, she is. But still, you know what, still finding a way to connect with people, and that's the thing that impresses us, right? Talk about how that all came about.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And so there was a big high school track tournament that went down last week at Westlake, and I actually heard you talking about it, Sam, last week on the show, and just giving that some love. So Selah was out there. She of course plays softball for Westlake High School. She's a freshman this year. Played varsity. So she was representing the softball team, and she was introduced to Shakari and a few other folks that were out there for the track meet. And they had some time to talk sports and talk a few different things. So that was really dope. She called me and was extremely excited for that opportunity. So it was dope. But it was an event that took place at Westlake High School last Saturday. And again, Selah was representing the softball team.
Yeah. That's at the Christian Coleman Invitational track meet.
You know the one thing I am jealous of him mm-hmm. with, and I'll say this out loud, because, you know, this is his blood. You and I did it with one hand tied behind our back. We were stepdaddies.
Yeah.
But this is his blood.
Yeah.
And her and her little brother, Mello, are at that age where they make him produce a smile
mm-hmm.
watching them that I have never experienced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what,
when you... It's that little pride down
that,
in there.
Yeah, man.
That's my baby.
Exactly. Now, the good news is...
She says she's not just doing it for me. She's doing it for Uncle Sam and Greg as well. So
well, that's fine. But the best part about this is we don't get the hang-up. We don't get the headaches that those young kids give their parents either.
Yeah.
So we can talk about the fun stuff, but then there's that other stuff that makes, you know, him lose sleep at nights. But anyway, man, listen, again, Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Did we have the sound that you were referring
to?
Yeah,
you know, we've got to talk some Hawks basketball, but you know what? There's some talking after last night's win, 124-115, the Hawks win. And Trae Young talked about, because some people ask him about, you know, seems like things were a little chippy out there on the court. And Trey said, what do you expect?
I mean, you got Draymond Green and you got Trae Young on the court. There's going to be some chirping. It's competitive basketball, bro. It's the second half of the season.
Yep, that was him. You know, when you got those two characters out there, it's bound to be some of that going on. Steph Curry didn't show up, but you still had the chirping going on last night. But the Hawks come out with the win, right?
Yeah, big win for the Hawks last night. As you mentioned, Steph Curry not out there, so it changes the dynamic of the game. But it was kind of a must-win situation for both guys. Of course, the Hawks are looking to move up in the playoff scenario on the Eastern Conference, and the Warriors are looking to hold ground pretty much at around a 6 or 7 spot in the Western Conference. So you still have Jimmy Butler, you still have Draymond Green, you still have an experienced team who's a team of championships to a degree. So it was a big win for the Hawks. It was good to see them take command of the game and pretty much keep command of the game throughout the entirety of the game.
Yeah, they come out and score 40 points in the first quarter. My goodness, we just go hit you with the kitchen sink straight out of the locker room, right?
Yeah, and like another notable thing about that, all of the starters scored in that first quarter. So, again, as you mentioned, they came out and they threw the kitchen sink, the refrigerator. They were prepared knowing that this team shoots a high volume of three-pointers, meaning the Warriors. So they do have the capabilities of coming back in a heartbeat. But I think Coach Snyder and the guys pretty much had a philosophy early in the game that we're going to take command, play good defense. They shot the ball well. They shot over 60% in that first quarter. And it was really no turning back for the Hawks at that point.
So at this point, as we sit here on the 23rd day of March, what is it going to take for you to confidently talk about this Hawks team as somebody who you believe will make a playoff run? What is it that you need to see in the next week or two?
I'll say honestly, I just need to see more consistency from what we have right now. They've been scoring the ball extremely well since the trade that brought George DeYoung and Terrence Mann and Caris LeVert here. Caris LeVert's been a great offensive surprise. He's been a guy that's been known to score throughout the league, so that hasn't been a surprise. But just how well I think him and Trey have gelled so far. So just a continued consistency, because we've seen them over the last few weeks. Again, they've won more games than they lost over the last few weeks, so they continue to move up in the playoff scenario. So just them continue to keep their foot on the gas offensively, and I think we'll be able to, with pride, say this Hawks team is pushing and has earned a spot in the postseason.
All right, so we've been burying the lead until we get into that right now.
Okay.
How bad are they going to smoke the Sixers today? No.
Ooh.
No, we don't talk about that. We
Yikes.
Don't talk about
Ouch.
this patchwork team that they got up there in Philadelphia right now. And Paul George, where's he at and all of that?
Ooh.
And Joel Embiid. And
Kyle 54,
know,
where are you?
The team that's looking up at the 11th seed. Not the 10th seed. They're looking up at the 11th. And there is no 11 seed.
Are you looking forward to this game later today?
Yeah, man. We got Philly. So let me just remind everybody, if you can't get in front of a TV, Hawks, Philadelphia, pre-tip 5:30, tip at 6 o'clock. We got that for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Give us a preview of what we might, or what you believe we will see today. Got real quiet. This is like when we talked to,
well. I think it'll be a massacre to a degree with the Hawks picking up a win.
Okay.
As you just mentioned that. The Sixers team that's out there right now, the slogan in Philadelphia has been capture the flag. So I think they've moved on from the process to capture the flag, and that flag being Cooper Flagg, who plays for Duke right now. So the Sixers fans don't want to see the Sixers win any more games. The lineup in which the Sixers have been putting up as of recently has been full pretty much of G League players. As you mentioned, Joel is out, Paul George is out, Tyrese Maxey is out, a gentleman who was in the runnings for Rookie of the Year earlier in the year, Jared McCain, he's out. There are more guys on the injured list right now that have been traded from the Eagles over the last few weeks. So the Sixers don't want to say they stand a chance at the NBA, anything can happen, but I think with the momentum in which the Hawks have seen the Sixers recently, I think the Hawks will get out there tonight and handle business, and I think the Hawks will win big this evening.
You think Cooper Flagg would be a good fit up in Philadelphia? How do you think he would do up there?
Nah.
Yeah, I honestly do. And I think they would be able to kind of do two things at once if Cooper Flagg did somehow. If the lottery balls bounced in the Sixers' favor, as Cooper Flagg was able to be a Sixer, I think you get rid of Paul George, and there's already been some rumbling that Sixers may just go ahead and let that experience go. And Paul George doesn't really want to be a part of a rebuilding situation, and that may be where the Sixers are headed And it hurts me to say this, but it also may be time to move on from Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And that would give the Sixers another possible franchise player. We have to see what the young man could be, but he has a lot of potential for sure. And him and Tyrese Maxey may be a positive direction for the Sixers to move in moving forward. So I do certainly think they should be looking to capture the flag, and I think that may kind of reset the franchise in a quicker manner than most fans would expect.
You know, them two ought to do a podcast with Jimbo Fisher. As far as I'm concerned, they've been the three biggest thieves in sports over the last 5 years. Man, they just stole all the money from folks. All of them. The three of them. I was just sitting there. Now, this is how you steal all the money. And by the way, invert Kirk Cousins over there. Invite him to that podcast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he took the words in my mouth. Kirk Cousins for that big.
Get him over there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You know, it's funny. We sit and talk about what we think is going to happen in the East, and we don't know, but we all start with Cleveland and Boston. And then you talk about the teams out West and what may or may not happen. But I ain't heard 2 minutes of conversation on this show or many others about why don't we just hand the trophy. We've done this in years past to Golden State. We've done it years past to certain baseball teams, to the Dodgers. Why aren't we saying that about Oklahoma City?
Because they haven't won it yet.
I'm saying we do that in season to other teams
after they won.
Golden
State, we would say after they won, here they go going doing again. Yeah, go and give it to them when the season starts.
They have but not they gotten won. The chip, but they have been a top, and they have learned from losing the way they did last year. So I get what you're saying.
They ain't crossed the finish line,
but they have got such a monumental lead in that Western Conference.
Yeah.
You don't want to give them any credit for what they have learned through adversity these last couple of years?
No, I say they're going to be good. They got a great chance, but I'm not saying give them the trophy now. I'm not going to go that far with it.
Yeah.
But what you think? What you think,
I agree with you. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Sam. And we don't know for sure yet, Greg, if they really have learned. The regular season, of course, we know is a different beast than the postseason. And when you see a team five times or seven times in an NBA series, when a coach or when players kind of find your weakness, they find ways to exploit that. And I just don't know yet if Oklahoma City as a team and their coaching staff, and again, this is no slack to them, no disrespect to them. I don't know if they have what it takes right now to actually play playoff basketball with the likes of the Warriors, who you mentioned, or the new-look Lakers, who have been phenomenal over the past few weeks. Or will we see Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves turn things around? Did they learn something that'll get them over the home? So that West is so stacked, and although, again, Oklahoma City has been so dominant throughout the regular season, I have to actually see it. They have to arrive in the finals before I'll say, okay, this young team has arrived, because I still honestly see them being knocked out somewhere in the second round in this postseason, depending on how matchups fall.
And while I agree with pretty much everything you said, it's still funny you kind of make my point, because you said the West is so stacked up, and you're right.
But their lead
they
is
have
so big.
Such a lead over everybody else that's sort of stacked in there. And again, you did exactly what I hear people saying as far as they talk about, well, the Rockets might do this, and Denver's still Denver, and of course the Lakers looking kind of rejuvenated, and we don't know when Memphis is going to come around. Everything that you said, Ant-Man's in Minnesota, the fact that they are there at top with the lead that they have, even if they haven't sealed the deal yet in the last couple of years, I'm just surprised that even this little conversation where you bring them in and then talk about the other teams, I haven't even heard that as much. It's been an interesting listen as we've approached the playoffs in the NBA and how this team is talked about. That's all I'm saying.
Totally understand that.
Yep. Anyway. Darrell, we always appreciate, as always, we appreciate you spending some time with us. And once again, folks, if you want to find him, he is social.
Yeah, he is.
You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452, keeping an eye on all things NBA and trying to keep up with Saylor, who is just moving right along.
maybe he'll end up being like an elder state. He'll be like an Archie Griffin. He'll be like her, you know.
Well, like Don Corleone to Michael. He will consult with her and make sure that she knows everything about the business.
You think so?
She gets it.
Oh, yeah, now.
Groom her for the next being Barbara Walters.
She could be that.
That's the plan. That is certainly the plan.
She is well on her way.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, much love. Have a great week.
There you go. That is right. Terrell Thomas.